Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is Rich Jones, host of Jacksonville's Morning News, heard weekdays from 5 to 9 a.m. on 104.5 FM WOKV. Thanks for listening to our Jacksonville's Morning News podcast. If you haven't yet, subscribe to the Burrish Daily Discussion podcast and the Mark Kay Show. And don't forget, head to iTunes or Google Play and leave a review. Thanks for listening.
We cannot let the cure be worse than the problem itself.
The president making clear Monday night he's ready to ease restrictions on social interactions imposed last week, arguing the slowdown in business activity may be worse for the nation than the spread of the coronavirus. Timing not necessarily outlined during a marathon White House briefing. Brian Kilmeade will be on the story beginning at 9 o'clock on 104.5 FM. Seems the president's indicating he has a little bit of a different opinion about the way forward than maybe some of the federal health experts.
Yeah, I mean, that's going to be the big push. I mean, you have people like Thomas Friedman, liberal but insightful columnist from the New York Times, often a critic of the president, Stephen Moore, conservative, economists with the Wall Street Journal. Yeah, the Wall Street Journal lead editorial say, can we slow down a second? Is this really the best way? Because what kind of and Dan Patrick, the lieutenant governor of Texas, saying, I'm not saying this should end now, but I'm saying that the country can't go much longer with this. Health experts will say we need 6, 7, 8 weeks. And economists will say, I can't do this for 2 days. So it's up to somebody in between to make that decision, because everyone is stuck in the lane that they have an expertise in. So the president kind of brought that out. He tweeted it out. It's been said a lot. You know, what are we going to do with all these people? You have 5 to 7 million who are going to be unemployed in an instant. We're in day 9 now. What if it's day 19, 29, 39? When does this end? Number one, people need hope. They need to see a light at the end of the tunnel. We see the numbers going up. We see the recoveries going up. And we also see these therapies who we're going to interview on television. I'll bring it back for radio. One of the 51-year-old Florida man who was basically told to say goodbye to his family. He tried this mix of drugs, Z-Pak, and this other malaria drug, and he ends up 100% recovered, and he's going to be on television today. So wow. That therapy is going to be used starting today in New York, which is the number one place for this disease. It's going to be an interesting debate, but of all the president's enemies, going to use this to say they doesn't know what he's talking about. He got a late start and he's trying to end it early.
On debates, Brian, do you see that there's a deal that is imminent between Republicans and Democrats over this mammoth economic rescue package?
Listen, Rich, you have no time for politics in your show. You just want to find out what's going on, who's going to win the election, what the issue is. But this is the most blatant show of issue-oriented politics in a rescue situation I've ever seen in my life. When a deal was done, Nancy Pelosi comes to town and says, wait a second, 5 Republicans have to be quarantined. They can't vote. Let's put out our green agenda. Let's put new FAA. Let's do EPA restrictions on airplane flights. Let's make sure that 5 or 6 of my items on the new Green Deal are implemented. Let's make sure unions have additional rights when it comes to voting on different labor issues. I've never seen anything like it. She came in with a 1,000-page bill that no one's even read and no House is there to pass. There's nobody on the House side in attendance. So this is just a 48-hour delay. Did you see how much we lost in the stock market yesterday? We lost that because they're playing politics with our lives. Now, you might not like the final deal. That's the debate I thought we'd have today on WOKV. But instead, I'm talking about why don't they have a deal? And all signs point to the Democrats. That might please a small section of their party, but I got to think there's some level-headed people on the left, like Joe Manchin and Chris Coons and Doug Jones, who actually voted with the Republicans, that understand we don't have any more time. The word is, Schumer told the president and Secretary Mnuchin yesterday, we're going to get a deal done today, but I hope the president doesn't cave on these issues. It'll be a terrible precedent.
In-depth coverage of the story in Jamie Dupree's Washington Insider blog in the WOKV app and on your radio right after Jacksonville's Morning News at 9 o'clock.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.